From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Lines are forming outside movie theaters across the country, lines of young adults wearing Quidditch jerseys, carrying wands, perhaps brooms. They are the horde of Harry Potter followers, and they are lining up to celebrate and to mourn. And more specifically, they're lining up to see the last Harry Potter movie. Our film critic Bob Mondello has been thinking about another group of people going through a life change, the actors who've brought these fantasies to the big screen.
Do you have any idea how many wizards, werewolves, and vampires are going to be out of work soon? In a few months, Craigslist's going to have all kinds of eye-catching resumes. School athlete, captain of Quidditch team, seeks entry-level position. No degree, but considerable leadership experience. Contact Harold Potter. Or night shift sought by graduate of multiple high schools. If you're thinking extremely long-term, ask for Edward Cullen. Okay, this is facetious for the characters. But what about the actors who will no longer be playing them once their series end? We've known little Danny Radcliffe since he was just a wand-wielding tyke.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
Now he's on Broadway, and what's he doing? Looking for work.
How to apply for a job. How to advance from the mailroom.
How to Succeed, the title of Radcliffe's show, is kind of the question for all these young millionaire actors, since after 4 or 5 or 8 movies as one character, when they do new roles, you can't help picturing them in their old ones. Daniel Radcliffe seems determined to avoid that, having done a nude scene in Equus before tap dancing in How to Succeed. His one-time fellow wizard, Robert Pattinson, no doubt thought he'd escaped typecasting when his character, Cedric Diggory, died a horrible and memorable death in the Harry Potter series.
Avada Kedavra!
No!
The, shall we say, fatal flaw in this fatality, though, is that Pattinson leapt directly from the Potter movies into the Twilight ones. They end next year, and as vampire Edward Cullen, he can't die, or even age.
How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
After being asked to do little more than glare, coo, and sparkle in the Twilight movies, Pattinson's been trying to redefine himself as a warm-blooded heartthrob, but in Water for Elephants, when you see lights move behind him at night, you can't help thinking werewolves are stalking him, and when he stands romantically behind Reese Witherspoon...
Is it a better kind of life this meant for you, whether you love me or not?
You kind of wish she'd cover up her neck. Pattinson's werewolf rival, Taylor Lautner, hasn't been doing much in Tinseltown besides sprouting fur under duress, but he'll try to claw his way into another territory come fall in a film called Abduction.
Sometimes I feel different.
Where he learns he's not just a high school student.
I walk around like everybody else.
Hey.
Ready to party?
Yeah!
But suddenly everyone around me is dying.
Been there, howled that. As the human in Twilight's long-running Beauty and Two Beasts act, Kristen Stewart doesn't have quite the same problem. Her next big role, Snow White, isn't exactly a stretch, but she's been doing 2 outside jobs for every Twilight movie since the series began. That should help her escape the Frodo dilemma.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
Elijah Wood, who played Frodo in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, was a lad of 19 when he first put on his hobbit feet. Now he's 30, and what's he done since? Well, immediately after the Rings movies, he got good reviews as a minor character in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And after that, you remember his starring roles in The Oxford Murders and The Romantics, no? Well, neither does anyone else. Wood will play Frodo again in The Hobbit, and in fairness, he's been putting himself out there as an actor all along, but in the public's mind, he's still got oversized feet, which should serve as an alert to those whose fame is intimately tied to fur, fangs, and wands. Hermione Granger, grab your resume. Expert in arithmancy, graduated late but top of her class, will start work now. I'm Bob Mondello.